The greatness of Avraham Avinu is expressed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the beginning of this week's parsha. V'Hashem Amar HaMechasa Ani Me'Avraham Asher Ani Oseh. Am I going to cover up what I'm about to do? After all, I can't. I must discuss it with Avram. V'Avraham Hoyo Yiyeh L'Goy Gadol V'Atzum V'Nivruchu V'Cha Gol Goyei Haaretz. Why? This is our focus for tonight. Kil yidativ lemana sher yitzav espinov vespesei achrov v'shamru derech Hashem lasos stako mishpat. Because I know that he's going to instruct his children to follow in his ways. Notice, there's absolutely nothing about Avraham Avinu's piety, nothing about Avraham Avinu's chesed, but ki yedati v'asher yitzav v'espenov v'espeso achrov. And in fact, Rav Bednarsh told the Kola last week that if you look at how Avraham Avinu is introduced to us in Parshas Lech Lecha, it stands also in direct contrast to the piety of whom? Noach. Let's contrast the beginning of Parshas Noach to the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Eila told us, Noach is tzaddik, tam moya v'dolaros av esolohim es halich Noach. Immediately we're introduced to the tzidkus and the tmimos of Noach. Yet in Lech Lecha, there's no mention of that. Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha me'artzchon elatchon beis avicha elo oretz asherecha. Just describes where Avram Avinu is going. No mention about Avram Avinu's piety. No mention even of his chesed. So question number one is, why is it? It can't be that Avraham Avinu was not on the level of the tzidkus of Noah. So why is it that we don't have that same introduction to Avraham Avinu? And even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us why he chose Avraham, there's no mention about his piety. Question number two. In Parshas Noach, Noach, who has gone through so much in the Teva, he's been stuck there for such a long time. You know the feeling of what it's like, or Amir Tzashem, you will shortly, of when you're finally able to go out. Is anybody going to have to tell you to leave? The moment in which it's mutter, everybody's going to go out and enjoy Amir Tzashem, hopefully in an appropriate way. B'siyat v'dishmayim. That was a beautiful amen. But is anybody going to tell you now? Is there anybody that's going to want to stay in his room afterwards? Yet what happens? By Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say, Tzei min ha-teva, go out from the teva. Why? Why is it that Noach has to be told to leave? Finally, the last question. If one takes a look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in contrasting Noach and Avraham Avinu, the Gemara famously says that the generation of Noach and prior is the time of Toyu Vavoyu, is a time of absolute bedlam. And with Avraham Avinu begins the generation of Torah. Torah begins with Avraham Avinu. Wait a second, when did we get Torah? We got Torah at Har Sinai. So what does it mean that it begins with Avraham Avinu? Tohu Vavohu ends with Avram, and Torah begins. Ends with Noach, and Torah begins with Avraham Avinu. So Rav Miller Shlita has a beautiful, beautiful yesod. And he mentions this as he's begun just this week, the learning of Mesillas Yesharim. He points out that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that there are many steps to Ruach HaKodesh. Torah mevi'a lidei zihirus, zihirus lezrizus. There are many steps. And the Sefer Mesillas Yesharim is entirely built on that premise. Yet, when the Mesillas Yesharim begins, he leaves out the first step. The first step says, Torah mevi'a lidei zihirus. Torah brings a person to carefulness. And then one madrega to the next, and to the next, and to the next. But what about Torah? Mitzvos Yesharim doesn't describe what Torah is. And the answer of Miller described is that the Mitzvos Yesharim does do it in his introduction. Because the definition of Torah, here Rabbosai, this tremendous chiddush, the definition of Torah is that a person knows where they're coming from and where they're going. Rav Miller claims the definition of Torah is not 613 mitzvos, it's not Amelus B'Torah, which is absolutely central to our lives, but at its core, Yesod HaShorish V'Avoda teaches us, and that is what Torah is. As the Ramchal describes in his introduction, that we have to recognize where we're coming from and where we're going, and that defines the generation of Torah. Avraham Avinu is the first who the Torah describes, knows where he's going from, where he's leaving from, and he knows where his goal is, where he wants to be. Contrast it to Parshas Noach. In Parshas Noach, everything is about leaving and surviving. The Dor HaFlaga is described as finding themselves. Vayimtza'im bebika. They found themselves in the valley. There's no description of them knowing where they want to go. Lot, who becomes a character that defines the generation of Tohu Vavohu, Vayisa Lot Mikedem. Lot left. But you contrast that to his uncle's movement, Avraham Avinu's movement. There it's with a sense of where he's coming from to where he's going. Without preparing, truly thinking about where we want to go, then ultimately we could be given the best things, the most beautiful things in life, but God forbid we could entirely distort them. There's an amazing story from the ghetto of Lvov. There was a Polish thief. His name was Leopold Sechocha. Leopold Sechocha worked in the sewage system under the roads of Lvov. And he chanced upon 10 Jews. Lvov was already Judenrein, there weren't any Jews there. He chanced upon 10 Jews who were hiding in the sewers. Grandparents, parents, and a couple of children. The Jews were terrified. They bribed Sechocha. And then something amazing happened. The man turned from a corrupt thief into a hero. After the Jews' money ran out, for the next 6 months, he, with his own money, with his wife, put themselves in danger, and he fed them, protected them, until the end of the war. 1945, the war is over, and Sechocha comes, and he pulls up the manhole, and he tells them, "You could come out. The war is over." The grandparents come out first. Squinting is the first time that they see light in such a long time. Then the parents. And then there's a little girl. And the girl looks up. She's climbing up. And she screams to her parents, "No, I don't want to leave." She looks up at the piercing light. She hasn't seen that light before. She doesn't recognize it. She's been in the sewage system for so long. And she refuses to leave. If a person doesn't know, hasn't prepared themselves for what the light is, for where they want to go, then God forbid something that's so beautiful and so precious could be blinding. In other words, Noah, who spent his entire life living in the present, as a tzaddik tamim bidorosav, as someone who was a tzaddik, but he didn't focus towards the future, then when it comes time to face the next stage of life, he doesn't want to leave. He doesn't want to leave the teva. When it comes to that next stage of life, the light is actually blinding for Noach. And what happens? He plants a vineyard and he gets drunk. The Torah Akdosha says, "Vayomer Hashem el Avram," we're introduced to Avram Avinu, not in terms of his piety in the present, or his history, But rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have to know what the light you're working towards. Ela Aretz Asher Areka. I'm going to show you. And that's why Rav Ben Nar said, there's no mention of the tzidkus of Avram Avinu. Because if a person focuses on what they were in the past, then two possible negative things will emerge. Nothing positive. Number one possibility is we know the bad things that we've done in the past, and therefore we're paralyzed. We think we can't become better. Or God forbid, if we focus on the good things that we've done in the past, we don't realize that we could become even better. Ki yedati v'asher yitzaves b'noyves peso achrav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm choosing Avram Avinu because I know that Avram Avinu has that koach, that he's not stuck in the past and he's not frozen in his piety in the presence. But rather he's focusing on how am I going to take this next step to the light of Kedusha. And then the light is not going to be blinding. Rabotai, the lesson I think is very, very straightforward and very clear. There was a study that was done by Dominican University. In that study, college kids were asked their aspirations in life, what they wanted to do, and they were then studied a few years later. One of the questions that they were asked, aside from what they want to do, was whether they have goals. Another question was, do you write down your goals? And those students who had goals, clear goals, they were extremely more successful than the ones who didn't. And the ones who wrote down their goals, they were overwhelmingly more successful. You could have tzidkus in Eretz Yisrael, you could have tmimus in Eretz Yisrael, and God forbid you could have Yuridos in Eretz Yisrael. But the most instructive fact of who you're going to be and what you're going to be in 20, 30 years from now is not the tzidkus and the tmimus of right now, not the Yuridos and the Aliyos of right now, but it's something very, very simple. Are we B'nai Avram Avinu that have thought about Ki yedati v'asher yitzave es b'noi v'es peso achrov? Have we thought about what type of father we want to be? Have we thought about what type of husband we want to be? Have we thought about what kind of Talmud Chacham we want to be? Every single person in this room can become a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Every single person here. Every single person here who dreams, who sets their mind to it, can be a fantastic Baal Chesed. But the question is whether these are amorphic ideas or whether these are ideas that are really, really part of our shifos, really, really part of our dreams. And it's not dependent on how smart you are. It's not dependent on who your parents are. It's dependent on one thing and one thing only. And that is your shifos, whether you really, really want to reach that place of Allah Aretz Asher Areka. Or is your life about surviving from month to month and year to year? I was so lucky that when I was 18 years old, my Rebbe gave me a very, very simple idea. And that is to take a piece of paper and divide the piece of paper in half, write a line through it, and write down Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and decide what are those things that you want to work on, Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. One of the great Poskei Ador, who just passed away a few years ago, was Rav Shmuel HaLevi Vosner. He was the Posek for all Hasidim around the world. Rav Vosner has many, many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. I happen to be close with his son in Ramat Beit Shemesh. And one of his grandchildren, when he was in his 70s or 80s, was looking through some of his old Svarim. And he came to one sefer, and there was something really strange there. It was still from Rav Ozner's days in Poland. Rav Ozner was one of the last students who learned in Rameir Shapiro's yeshiva, in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. And in the Sefer it said, Shmuel Halevi Vozner, Rav the Ir Lodz, the Rav of the city of Lodz. Lodz was one of the biggest cities in Poland. And the grandson's trying to figure things out. He says, wait a second, my grandfather learned in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, and then pretty soon afterwards the war happened, when my grandfather and grandmother came to Israel. Actually, they swam 10 miles. The ship had to drop them off and they swam. Rav Ozner was a great swimmer. This they don't say in the art scroll books. They swam together to reach the shores of Eretz Yisrael. He says, wait a second, he was still a young man, though he was not a Rav at the time. So he went over to his grandfather and he says, what's going on? Here it says, Rav the Ir Lodz. Says, grandfather, I have to tell you, the truth is a little uncomfortable. It's a little embarrassing for me. But he told his grandson, so I'm going to tell you. He said, what happened was, when I was a young man, the ultimate in those who were in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin was that they would become a Rav in a large city in Poland. So I set a goal for myself. I wrote in the front of the Sefer, Rav the Ir Lodz, when I was nowhere close to that. Is it a coincidence, Rabbosai, that that person who wrote that in his Sefer became the Posek Hador? The answer is absolutely not. Now, I'm not saying that you should start now writing Chief Rabbi of England or Rabbi of KJ or something like that in your Sfarim right now. But what I am saying is, do you really have that ideals, those aspirations, of Lemana Sheyitzav Espinov Espeso Achman? Now's the time to take that pen, to take that piece of paper, to define ourselves as Bnei Avraham Avinu. And Be'ezer Hashem will be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim.